from the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Haas had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter Up, it's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Oh, Sophia Minert, I can only imagine, was sitting last night watching that game, covering that game with bated breath. And when we all got the news flash that the Cubs had indeed lost to the A's, we thought, maybe the Brewers can do it this evening. Sophia, what were you thinking last night as that game went on?
I was thinking Bryce Harper spoiled what could have been a fun night.
Yeah, he hit that home run, yeah, right?
Yeah, it was a really close game. And then, you know, Bryce Harper does Bryce Harper things, and the Phillies were able to add on there. But yeah, this is the fun time of year. You know, it's fun to scoreboard watch. It's fun to, you know, ask teams for help, you know, and keep up with what everyone else is doing. And then, you know, but obviously the Brewers are in a great spot. The magic number is one now. The Cubs have a day game at Wrigley. So we'll go into tonight, a 6:40 start time, kind of knowing the outcome of their game. And, you know, obviously the Brewers would love to go into this thing with a win, but they've got a lot of opportunities to get it done.
Sophia, winning the division is nice, but for me, it's all about the bye. So when do we hit must win? Are we there yet? Are we at must win?
Yeah, I think right now they're two games back of the Dodgers. The Phillies have the top seed. And coming into this series, even with a sweep, they wouldn't have been able to catch the Phillies. And part of that is just, you know, how the series led up to this meeting. They obviously will not see the Dodgers anymore. So you're just in like win series mode, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure you can say that every game is must win at this point, but we've talked about that. And Merv talked about that last night too, is, you know, there was obviously some disappointment last night of not getting it done. And for him, he's just kind of looking at it of, okay, you're obviously trying to wrap up the division, still very much in play for trying to chase down the Dodgers and get that two seed. But either way, you know, you just want to be playing really good baseball, right, going into the postseason. And I think the schedule will help them do that, because this is a team that has usually like kind of risen up to the level of their opponent. So, you know, you've got three against the Phillies. They're going to get four against the Diamondbacks starting tomorrow. That's going to be a really good series. Then you're going to go to Pittsburgh for the final meeting with them. And then coming back, you've got three games with the Mets, and they're right on the bubble too. They've got a lot to play for. They're trying to secure maybe that sixth seed. And now you're looking at, they might be playing the Mets in back-to-back series, if that's indeed how it shakes out. If the Brewers stay in the three, if the Mets are able to secure the sixth, That's going to be a week with the New York Mets, if that's how it shakes out. The Braves are still very much in it. They're two games back now. So, you know, they're playing teams that have a lot to play for, and they could still very much factor into the seeding even up until the last day with the division clinched.
Sophia, is there a team in the playoff picture that you think they match up well against?
I think the wild card round, I'm really glad that they changed the format from the single game wild card, which is just like terrifying. And it's an elimination game. You're holding your breath every pitch. And it's also just not true to how you play the season. The wild card round, I'm glad that they at least made it like a three game series and favoring that higher seed with hosting. Anything can happen in those three games. As we saw last year, you know, the Diamondbacks came in hot and they swept the Brewers. There were a number of things that happened in that series. But yeah, I think they can match up really well with everybody, and they can also get beat by everybody. And that's a kind of cliched answer, but it really is true. But I do think the three-game series kind of helps level that out from the one-game wild card.
Sophia, I know I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but who else are big free agents next year other than Adames?
Oh, gosh. Let's see here. A lot of them are under control or have options. Like Rhys Hoskins has a player option. Colin Ray has a team option. Willy Adames is a free agent. I'm trying to go through like the lineup here. Most of the young players are obviously under team control.
So this is run backable then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I would say the majority of the position player group, William Contreras is still under team control. Oh gosh. Pitching wise, Freddie Peralta is still under team control. Oh, Aaron Civale, he would be a free agent. I think Frankie Montas, he may have 1 year left. He may be going into free agency. I know Civale for sure. So I would say, like, look, for the most part, the majority of the team is under team control for next year.
That's good to know.
Which is part of why the team is built this way, right? Mm-hmm. Of, you know, it's a lot of young talent. And, yeah, they're not looking – last year they had like a record number of arbitration players. So you'll probably have a big group going into that. But in terms of true free agents, Willie would be at the top of the list.
Sophia, it is a very exciting time. How was the vibe at the ballpark last night? I imagine there's a lot of energy. I imagine there's a lot of anticipation. How would you characterize what you're seeing with the fans now as the Brewers get close to clinching the division?
Yeah, I'm seeing all of that. You know, I think fans ultimately want to see them get it done. The players obviously want to get it done. And you've put yourself in a great spot, like, to have this opportunity. So I think the players know, and like we talked to Rhys Hoskins about this last night, is you know you're so close, right? Like, you're at the finish line, but, you know, there's still more to play for. So, like, you can't go out and necessarily try to do more just for the sake of trying to, you know, get this thing done and get it to the finish line. That doesn't always work in baseball. It's better to just sort of, like Brees said, he's like, you just talk it out. You put it out there, you acknowledge it, and then you go out and you play the game. And that kind of mentality has served them really well up until this point. And so I think you just run it back. It's like, okay, like, go out, play a clean game, do your job. Hopefully you come out with a win. You try to stack up as many good series as you can, be in a really good position here for the postseason. No one's really talking about postseason matchups or anything like that yet. Obviously everyone knows what's going on and who the teams are that are involved, but it's still very much like take care of your own business mode. I think the fans can feel like, hey, things are close. Postseason tickets are coming up. They're going to come on sale Friday morning. So it's like things are getting real, right? We're definitely getting to the end here. But the vibe is good, you know, and I think they've done a great job of they're still relaxed. They're having fun. They're keeping things loose. Overall, things are really good.
Last thing before we let you go, what is the plan for celebration? If the Cubs win, I assume there won't be a celebration before the game. Would they still pop bubbly mm-hmm. after the game, regardless of the outcome?
Oh, yeah. There will still be, yes, absolutely. There will still be a celebration. If you remember, actually, last year, they were waiting on the outcome of another game, and got the outcome of that game like right after the Brewers lost. So they actually celebrated after a loss and still had a great celebration. The timing, it was kind of within maybe 10, 15 minutes of each other. So, yes, we'll know the outcome of the Cubs game regardless. I think preferably with a win, you know, there'll be confetti and champagne and cigars and the whole thing. But, I mean, it is still a huge accomplishment. So no matter how you get it done, there will be a celebration. So, yeah, if you're looking to make some plans, feel free to come on out to American Family Field tonight.
Sophia, do you dress accordingly, knowing that you might get doused in champagne? Do you pick like the 10th outfit instead of maybe number two or three in the rotation?
Yes, there's some strategy to this. You don't want to go in with like a brand new outfit. Definitely don't want to go in with like your favorite pair of shoes. I always throw on some type of like rain jacket or something just as a top layer. That helps a little bit. And also just to like throw your phone in there and keep that somewhat waterproof. But it's a lot of fun. You know, these guys deserve a celebration for what they've accomplished. It's a huge deal. They always have a lot of fun with it. I know they're going to have some fun with Jackson Churio because, of course, he's only 20. So I think he'll have some special
Welch's
items.
Champagne.
I believe that's what they said,
is
right?
It apple really?
Juice?
Yeah. Yeah. We, you know, we've never had this problem before.
Yeah.
So we've never had a 20-year-old in the clubhouse celebration. So they'll have some fun with him. But yeah, the celebration, whenever it happens, hopefully tonight, it will be great. And it's a great matchup. You've got Freddie Peralta and Aaron Nola, two great teams. The Phillies have a lot to play for, obviously. They haven't clinched anything yet. So it's hopefully going to be a very fun night tonight.
Sophia, we are absolutely hoping that today is the day that the Brewers clinch the division and then can start focusing on chasing down the Dodgers and Phillies for those buys. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a great day.
That's Sophia Minert. You'll see her out at the ballpark this evening as the Brewers continue their series with the Phillies. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It's nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity. You should experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.